Video, Leading Exorcist Explains How to Vote for the Lesser of Two Evils. By Dylan Gwynn on August 21, 2024. It's not unusual to hear voters lament choosing between the lesser of two evils and deciding not to vote. Now, one of the Catholic Church's leading experts on the subject of evil says that's not a problem you have to worry about. Father Chad Ripperger, a philosopher, theologian, and one of the most experienced exorcists in the Catholic Church, says that the faithful have an obligation to vote for the lesser of two evils. However, that's not the same as voting for evil. And so people will say, well, yeah, but right now we've got, for example, candidates who are not perfect. Ripperger recently told hosts Jesse Romero and Terry Barber on Virgin Most Powerful Radio, VMPR. One actually holds stuff that's really evil. Another guy holds stuff that's also evil, but it's not as bad, etc. Discussion of this has been reiterated throughout the history of the church. All the way up and through John Paul II had actually talked about it. So, but the basic principle is, in a situation like that, then your obligation is to vote for the lesser of two evils. And the reason being is because, in the lesser of two evils, people say, well, you're voting for evil. No, actually, you're not voting for evil. When you're voting for a lesser evil, you're not voting for the person's evil or the evil that the thing is doing. What you're voting to is to preserve the good that would be lost if the other opponent got in. Who's more evil, or if the legislation got passed, which was actually even worse, or what have you. So, when agonizing between two candidates, you're not voting for the evil that the flawed but morally superior candidate would do. You're voting for the good they would do, and that would otherwise be lost if the morally inferior candidate won. And with that, Father Ripperger has exorcised you of all your excuses for not voting.